the season.
Rooney! Oh, wonderful! What a goal! And what a time! And what a place! What a player!
Michael Owen! Oh, this is incredible!
Post goals! What about that? Jerry M! Absolutely sensational!
Just magnificent!
And Smith!
Rooney! His Park! It is six!
Berbatov! King!
Beckham! Into Sheringham! And Solskjaer has won it! Manchester United have reached the promised land!
Rashford has got the dream goal!
Hello and welcome to this little episode of the Manchester United Weekly Podcast. We apologise for our managerial special not being uploaded yet. It has been recorded, edited and polished up. But unfortunately, the file is corrupt, so it will take some time to re-edit it. We'll get that up as soon as possible for you. Instead, I'm bringing you a roundup of all the international action for United's players, senior and youth teams, as well as the usual news and youth roundups and loan watch. Well, it's been a busy week for our international stars. England were without captain Wayne Rooney and Luke Shaw, while Michael Carrick was not called up, nor Marcus Rashford, thankfully. There were plenty of youth internationals too, as we'll get onto in a moment. Paddy McNair was the first to play, facing Wales in a 1-1 draw in midfield for Northern Ireland. He also played on Monday against the Faroe Islands, again in midfield and not defence, and apparently impressed hugely. Antonio Valencia, who's just come back from injury, played the full 90 minutes in Ecuador's last minute 2-2 draw with Paraguay on Thursday, while Marcus Rojo and Sergio Romero both played the whole of Argentina's comeback winner against Chile, where Angel Di Maria scored. David De Gea was compared to Gordon Banks by Spanish newspaper AS, for some of his saves against Matteo Darmian's Italy. Juan Mata also played. On Friday, our two young stars shone out. Daley Blind played the full games for the Netherlands as Memphis Depay came on at half-time to grab two assists, and Anthony Martial won in a 3-2 victory for the French, where Patrice Evra and Paul Pogba were also playing. On Saturday, Chris Smalling played the full game in central defence in a brilliant comeback win in Berlin. What a game that was. Dele Alli, man of the match for me and the entire team. Excellent throughout, despite going 2-0 down. Juan Mata came on for less than half an hour in Spain's nil draw with Romania on Sunday. Chris Smalling was in action again for England, for almost the full game again in defence. He was replaced by Phil Jagielka in the second half as England lost 2-1 to Daley Blind and Memphis Depay's Netherlands side. Blind captain aside from defence. Meanwhile, Sergio Romero and Marcus Rojo's Argentina beat Bolivia 2-0, and Antonio Valencia's Ecuador were outclassed by the ever-enjoyable Colombia, losing 3-1 with a last-minute wonderful free kick against Arsenal's David Ospina. Anthony Martial played one half of France's 4-2 win against Russia, but both Marouane Fellaini and Matteo Darmian were beaten on Tuesday. Fellaini's Belgium were down 2-1 thanks to goals from former Reds Nani and Cristiano Ronaldo, while Darmian's Italy were beaten 4-1 in Germany. In youth action in the international games this week, James Wilson was involved in the England under-21 side, not scoring or coming off the bench in a 1-1 draw with Switzerland. Ashley Fletcher and Marcus Rashford were both in the under-21 squad, with Fletcher scoring against Canada in a behind-closed-doors friendly before Rashford assisted Chelsea's Casey Palmer against Canada a few days later in a surprise 2-1 loss. Cameron Borthwick-Jackson was involved twice for the under-19 English side as they qualified for this summer's Euros in Germany. Roshan Williams played for just 16 minutes for the under-18 side in a dramatic 3-2 win against Austria. Angel Gomez scored twice for England in the under-16 Montagu Mondial tournament in France, while Andres Pereira scored for Brazil's under-23 Olympic side in a friendly against South Africa. Kieran O'Hara was named man of the match for Morecambe in a 2-0 defeat to Plymouth after the first-choice keeper was suspended. O'Hara came on as a sub last week, as Jack mentioned in Series 1 Episode 11, to save a penalty, and was impressive again last Friday. Another goalkeeper, Dean Henderson, didn't fare so well, losing 4-0 with Stockport. Ashley Fletcher, having been with England the day before, as I mentioned, played 90 minutes for Barnsley in a 1-0 win. Only a few important bits of senior news this week. Going back to youth, Ryan Giggs was adamant that the club need players to come through to the first team, and the club will never lose that philosophy. One youth player, although not anymore, Jesse Lingard, says he's loving life in the first team, but the pressure is huge. Belgian manager Mark Wilmots believes Marouane Fellaini has played out of position for United and should be a box-to-box midfielder. If he could be 10 times as quick, that might not be as a ridiculous statement. Fellaini may have to play though. Bastian Schweinsteiger has been ruled out for a few months, possibly the rest of the season after a knee ligament injury sustained in Germany training. And Louis van Gaal says he expects him to miss the Euros in his Friday press conference ahead of the game against Everton. Louis Saha has compared Anthony Martial to Thierry Henry, while another striker, this time a Belgian one, Romeo Lukaku, says he would like to play Champions League football next season. His father, meanwhile, publicly advised him to join Manchester United or Bayern Munich. All about strikers, Andy Cole has backed Ryan Giggs for the United manager's job once Van Gaal leaves. Going back to youth again, Gareth Southgate has recommended England to be patient and careful with Marcus Rashford, who is playing for the under-20 side this week. And Nicky Butt says he's confident of bringing in multiple players to bolster the ranks at United in the academy, but was adamant that it is not in the poor state publicly written about. And with that, let's quickly move on to youth news. Olive Byrne is set to leave the club after not being offered a new contract. Midfielder Sean Guss has been ruled out the season, terribly unlucky for him. In news transfer news, as I mentioned with Nicky Butt, it's highly likely that Tahith Chong, known as Feyenoord's star at the moment, will join United. Meanwhile, Ireland under-16 captain Leo Connor, who can play at right-back, right-wing, centre-back and central midfield, and who has also played for the under-17 side for his country, is set to be signed by United. The club are boosting the under-18 side, although big names like Callum Gribbin, Angel Gomez and Roshan Williams, who made his debut for the senior side the other day, will still be playing next season, so it could be a very strong side after this season's terrible performance. FC Zurich striker Nishan Burkhardt is being scouted by United, captain the Swiss under-16 side a few months ago against Italy. I mentioned Byrne leaving, he's one goalkeeper who won't be eligible for the under-18 side anymore, with a few others too. As such, Jardeli Hudvarkner is set to sign for United. The 15-year-old, who is somehow already 6'3" at my age, was on trial at United for a week earlier this year and played for the under-16 side against Sunderland. In tournaments, United have fared okay during the international break. Also, no games for the more senior sides like under-18, under-16 and under-21, but at under-12 and under-14 level there were no internationals. The under-12 side went out of the Mediterranean International Cup in the quarterfinal to Albiria. They topped their group with 3 wins, 8 goals and with none scored in response, but couldn't get past Albiria. The under-14 side did beat Albiria though. They reached the final of the Copa Mallorca, beating Albiria in their group stage, which they topped. Mallorca's Ivan Zamorano scored the only goal in the final as United finished runners-up. Despite losing at the last, United's Anthony Elanga was named player of the tournament, and coach Hasni Aljafri named coach of the tournament. Thank you very much for listening to Series 1, Episode 12 of the Manchester United Weekly Podcast, this little episode. Again, we are sorry that we can't get the managerial special up, but we'll be back next week with a normal episode after the Everton game, and we'll hopefully get that managerial special up for you as soon as possible. Thank you very much for your continued support. As we tweeted out earlier, we have now reached an incredible 10,000 plays across all episodes, which is far higher and far quicker than we expected to, so thanks for that. You can find me on Twitter at HarryRobertson64, our regular Jack Tate at UTDTate, T-A-I-T, and the podcast at UTDWeeklyPod, P-O-D. Tweet us with any questions you have, and as I said, thank you very much for your support. Goodbye.